Tom Buck, First Baptist Church, Lyndale, Texas. Preached it to the committee on this. It's a difficult topic. And the reason, since it is a difficult topic, there's a couple of areas that I'm greatly concerned about. The third whereas reads, critical race theory and intersectionality have been appropriated by individuals with worldviews that are contrary to the Christian faith. The truth is, they weren't merely appropriated, but originated with those who would hold unbiblical worldviews. It's fundamentally flawed, that worldview. Secondly, in the seventh whereas, it states that critical race theory and intersectionality alone are insufficient to diagnose and redress the root causes of social ills they identify. They're not merely insufficient, they're incapable of diagnosing man's problem and incompatible with the biblical gospel. Critical race theory is based upon Marxism, a godless intellectual foundation, and both include a praxis contradictory to the gospel of Jesus Christ. These views do not complement the gospel, they completely contradict it. Paul wrote in Colossians 2, 6 to 8, "As you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up and established in your faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition." Therefore, when it came to worldly philosophy and human tradition, Paul did not tell the Colossians to adopt or adapt, but to abandon.